News.
From raising a family to raising almonds, there are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
I'm Maggie Gray with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The 2026 NFL Scouting Combine wrapped up after 4 days of workouts in Indianapolis. Mississippi State wide receiver Brennan Thompson headlined the fastest 40 time of the week at 4.26. In Dallas, Jerry Jones says the Cowboys intend to spend in free agency. The team already announcing they are placing the franchise tag on wide receiver George Pickens. The two sides have until July 15th to get a long-term contract done. The deadline to tag players is Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. And NFL Network insider Mike Garafolo is reporting the Broncos are putting a second-round tender on quarterback Jaquan McMillan, meaning he'll get a protected salary of just under $6 million. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your knowledge to work on the events that matter to you. Prediction Markets isn't just sports. It's the Fed rate decision, your favorite award show, and so much more beyond the playing field. Trade events with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, by Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority holding feedback session for fee options. City Council to consider development of 12 duplexes on Creston Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Funding for the Paso Robles Groundwater Authority's fiscal year 2026-27 budget was approved to be funded by Prop 26. A release from PRAGA says this is a move to comply with the state's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, authorized by Water Code Section 10730. Although the board voted unanimously to fund the agency with Prop 26, the final budget and fee structures must still be approved. Praga will host a public workshop on Thursday, March 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Bellacera Hotel in Paso Robles. Community members will be able to provide input on how the next year's fiscal budget will be structured and how the fees may be allocated. Following the workshop, the next Praga meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, March 25th. Praga will be presented with a budget for the next fiscal year and fee structuring options gathered from feedback. The Paso Robles City Council will consider the final approval for a proposed 24 residential unit affordable housing project on Creston Road. Located on a 4.32-acre parcel, the plan proposes to construct 12 duplex buildings for a total of 24 residential units at 420 Creston Road. The project was unanimously recommended for approval from the Planning Commission, with one commissioner absent. The plan also includes parking garages for each residence and 13 uncovered parking spaces. 10 native oak trees are present on the site. 9 have already been approved for removal back in 2020. And the last is reported to be damaged from the 2020 river fire and is no longer safe. Staff is recommending City Council approve this development in the public hearing scheduled for tomorrow's City Council meeting, which you can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. San Luis Obispo police officer on leave after shooting incident. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. San Luis Obispo police received several 911 calls on Saturday, February 28th at 4:46 p.m. The call said that a male on the 900 block of El Capitan Way was shouting aggressively and waving a firearm. Officers later located the male subject near the intersection of Poinsettia Street and Bluebell Way, actively yelling and holding what appeared to be a handgun. An officer discharged their weapon at the subject, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene despite life-saving efforts. An initial investigation revealed that the firearm was a replica. Further investigation will need to be conducted by the California Department of Justice. The officer involved in this incident has been placed on administrative leave as the investigation is ongoing. After reopening for just a few days, the Fremont Theater is once again closed due to safety concerns. The theater first closed as a chip of its iconic sign fell and landed in the street. No one was injured from this incident, and the theater and sidewalk later reopened on Tuesday last week. City of San Luis Obispo announced on Friday that events cannot be held at the historic theater until an engineer can evaluate the risk and determine that damaged sign is not a hazard. The street and pedestrian walkways around the theater will remain closed. Nearby businesses and the county government center will continue to remain open. Paso Robles High School Future Farmers of America Boosters fundraiser and dinner is scheduled for Saturday, March 14th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Paso Robles Event Center.
This is an organization that focuses on teaching students about agriculture by having hands-on experiences and by gaining skills such as public speaking, animal caretaking, floral design, welding, and plant production. And it's also really awesome because when you're enrolled in an ag class, you're also in FFA, so you have the chance to show an animal, and that's something I have done, and it's taught me so many skills: how to keep a budget, time management, how to properly care for another animal, and how to really like be dedicated to something that's bigger than just school or sports.
That's Emily Santoro, FFA chapter president at Paso Robles High School, talking about the high school's FFA program. Emily added,
"We have so many public speaking opportunities that have allowed me to really like expand who I am and expand my ability to talk to others and expand my ability to succeed in the real world. because we don't really have home ec classes at our school. But being able to come into the FFA and have advisors that nurture your public speaking and really show you how to succeed.
Paso Robles High School FFA Boosters is a nonprofit organization that provides financial support for the school's FFA programs and leadership conferences. This fundraiser dinner will feature prime rib appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, dessert auction, and FFA students as the waiting staff.
The FFA or students are your servers. So you'll be sitting there and you'll see a bunch of blue jackets come out and they'll serve your food. They'll talk to you. You'll get more of like an experience about what each student is learning about because we're there show you like why we need your support, and we show you that we're grateful and that we're there and helping out because it's really, really important to us.
Tickets must be purchased in advance of the event. From the Paso Robles Public Works Department, an update. Improvements to both the parking lot at Railroad and 12th Street and the one next to Marv's Pizza in the alley have been completed. Both parking lots are now open to use. The lot at 12th and Railroad still has work pending installing the EV charging stations. Landscaping efforts continue for the Sherwood Pickleball Court Complex, and the full project is scheduled to be completed in May. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Pelicans 137-117, the Lakers over the Kings 128-104, the Celtics beat the 76ers 114-98, the Thunder over the Mavericks 100-87. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Warriors, the Nuggets will go against the Jazz, the Wizards will face the Rockets, the Celtics will go against the Bucks. In California news, 18-year-old Jacob Reyes from San Jose, California, was arrested on several felony charges, accused of making nearly 30 ghost guns in his bedroom. Reyes allegedly owns two 3D printers and was creating weapons in his room that don't have serial numbers, firearms that are hard to trace by police when weapons are used in a crime. The Los Angeles Unified School District Board of Education voted unanimously to place Alberto Carvalho on paid administrative leave of absence. This was 2 days after the FBI served warrants on his home and the district's headquarters. The nature of the investigation is still unknown, and Carvalho has not been accused of any wrongdoing. A total lunar eclipse is set to be visible across North and Central America on Tuesday, March 3rd. California will see a partial view of the eclipse at 12:44 a.m. The eclipse will reach its peak at 3:33 a.m. and end at about 6:23 a.m. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Government agencies, nonprofits, and companies are still offering conservation programs to reward farmers for more sustainable practices. While individual programs may not always pencil out on their own, there can be real value in potentially combining them. Land Options CEO Eric Dinger says helping farmers stack multiple programs can turn small opportunities into meaningful revenue.
In any one area, there may be 40 to 70 different programs that can work for a landowner, depending on what they're interested in doing. That person themselves should learn through using Land Option how to stack those programs and kind of play the game differently. When I was selling my program, I was trying to convince somebody to sign up for one thing, and I would hear constantly, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. I don't want to deal with the headache of a bunch of paperwork and having new people on my property. That's still the case. Most individual programs aren't worth it by themselves, but if you can stack a few of them and play the game right, in the Midwest, we're $78 an acre on average to the farm. That becomes a little bit more worth the time and headache. What Land Option does is it takes the program headache off of the farmer.
Learn more about this approach at their website, landoption.com.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
KPRL News continues at 8:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A new statewide survey has shed light on the impact during the past year of immigration enforcement on farms and farm workers in California. The California Farmer Immigration Enforcement Survey, which was conducted by researchers at Michigan State University in partnership with the California Farm Bureau, is the first of its kind to assess the impact of the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda on California farms. We were really interested in understanding whether there have been labor shortages as a result of recent immigration enforcement, said Zarakia Rutledge, assistant professor and extension specialist at Michigan State University. More than 500 farmers from across 50 counties responded to the survey, which was conducted in late 2025 and early 2026. There were very few reports of direct immigration enforcement activities on farms, Rutledge said. There was more anxiety and fear among the farming community as a result of general immigration enforcement efforts more broadly. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at Cajon's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few clouds early tomorrow, otherwise mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, sunny Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday. Upper 60s Wednesday and Thursday, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, 78 a week from today. Currently it is 52 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Cajon's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
In addition to the market disruption from the U.S.-Israeli attacks on Iran, there is some economic news. Factory activity measured by the Institute of Supply Management cooled last month, but not as much as expected. Stocks recovered a little ground after that report. Earlier, the S&P 500 turned negative for the year. Brent crude, the global benchmark, has been trading over $76 a barrel. Travel stocks are lower. Delta, United United and American Airlines and cruise lines, also hotel companies. Retail shares are also under pressure with concerns about shipping disruptions. The U.S. dollar is higher as investors move to safer investments. Gold prices earlier topped $5,400. And Bitcoin is in the $6,700 range. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles, refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616 or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Alrighty, don't forget that Red Scooter Deli, they've been around serving you fresh food for over 16 years. And they have that nice new patio seating with cozy heaters in case you need them. Do this, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or directly in person. They're located at 711 6th Street, right next to the pet department with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com or you can call them 805-237-1780. And they're open daily, 6:30 till 4.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Have you experienced storm damage? Does your property have erosion problems and damage to roads because of the rains? Berlogger Excavation is ready to help you now. Berlogger has the machines available to fix your roads and redirect that erosion to fix the problems. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on Facebook on the Creston Sawmill Berlogger Excavation page. That's Berlogger spelled B-E-R-L-O-G-A-R Excavation. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. We're all familiar with the term double jeopardy. It means that a person can't be tried twice for the same crime. It's a nice concept, but in the Old West, it didn't always work that way. Jack McCall was born in Kentucky in 1852. As a young man, he headed out to Nebraska. Not able to settle on a name he liked, he called himself Curly Jack. Later, he used Buffalo Curly, and when he arrived in Deadwood, South Dakota, in 1876, he was using the name Bill Sutherland. About a month after Jack McCall, alias Bill Sutherland, arrived in Deadwood, Wild Bill Hickok came to town. By now, Wild Bill's eyesight was so bad that the only way he could earn money was at the poker table. Early August of 1876, Wild Bill was playing poker when Jack McCall slipped behind him and put a bullet through Wild Bill's head. McCall was arrested and brought before a judge and miner's jury. Jack said he shot Wild Bill because Wild Bill had killed his brother. Since Wild Bill was a noted gunman, he said this was his only recourse. The jury liked the story, and the money McCall had used to bribe them didn't hurt either. So they found him not guilty. A free man, Jack left Deadwood and went over to Laramie, Wyoming. If he had kept his mouth shut, that would have been the end of the story. But McCall started bragging about not having a brother and making up the whole story. A deputy U.S. Marshal, not able to take McCall's rantings anymore, arrested him. It was decided that since Deadwood wasn't a legally constituted community at the time of the trial, the law didn't recognize Jack McCall's first trial. So they retried him, found him guilty, and on March 1, 1877, hanged him. Double jeopardy, maybe today, but not in the Old West.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Thank you.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Pass Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles City Council will consider the final approval for a proposed 24-unit affordable housing project on Creston Road. The parcel will consist of 12 duplex buildings, and the project was recommended for approval by the Planning Commission. You can attend tomorrow's City Council meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. San Luis Obispo Police received 911 calls on Saturday, February 28th, saying that a male subject on the 900 block of El Capitan Way was shouting aggressively and waving a firearm. Officers later located the male holding what appeared to be a handgun. An officer discharged their weapon at the subject, who was pronounced deceased at the scene. The firearm was discovered to be a replica, and the officer has been placed on administrative leave as the investigation is ongoing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pappas. Secretary Ward, Pete Hegseth, honoring those who paid the ultimate price.
A grateful nation honors the four Americans we have lost thus far and those injured. The absolute best of America.
The Pentagon just wrapped up its first briefing. President Trump gave the go-ahead orders at 3:38 p.m. Friday afternoon. This is what we heard from General Kane. He said that 1,000 targets inside Iran have been struck by American forces since this operation started.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Istanbul. President Trump spoke to Fox's Brett Baer, saying the operation is going great, better than expected. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
You see the difference. The tyrants of Tehran target civilians. We target the tyrants of Tehran to protect civilians.
America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant located in the River Oaks neighborhood right in the middle of the golf course.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, we'll have generally sunny skies today. The usual, some clouds, you know how that works. Upper 60s, a few passing clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the low to mid 40s, low 70s. Sunshine for the most part on your Tuesday. Wednesday, well, pretty much the same, except upper 60 or back to the upper 60s. Thursday, mid 60s. Friday, sunny, 70, low 70s on Saturday. Sunday, upper 70s and mostly sunny upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down we go. Let's see. 6:32 a.m., 5:59 p.m. We're at 54. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like the doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, Women's Conference, Ladies Conference, whatever you want to call it, good stuff. I'll have be talking with some of the folks this afternoon, 12:30 to 1. Of course, Suzanne's still on maternity leave. So you want to know what the feds do? Well, you're going to find out in the 1 o'clock hour. It's called the feds. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll do it. Just call them, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Of course, you can text that 75. It's that easy.
I am never lost. I feel this way because...
Sing along.
KPRL.
Okay, we had someone trying to get in to call back, and let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Looking on the email. Here it is. Well, let's go to the phone line first. Hi, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I noticed something about the talking heads on this Afghanistan, Iran thing.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't mentioned Russia, and I think I know why. Russia has lost over 35,000 plus tanks in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they only produced 6 new tanks. Now, the Russian Air Force has lost half its planes. And last year, the Russians discovered they can't build any more jets. The KGB and GRD had been so efficient at getting Western airplane parts and tooling. They never built the factories to turn out those parts. Now, since they can't get them from the West, they can't build any more jet planes. They built 5 last year.
Will China help them?
Well, I think that this would have been a consideration in going into Iran. The Iranians make a terrible drone that Russia buys from them and shoots at the Ukraine. We captured one of them and re-engineered them and have taken them to Iran. Apparently by the thousands, they're identified as an assassin drone. They have a huge bomb on them.
Well, China more than likely has been helping with Russia for a while.
Yeah, but, you know, they're far away from the Persian Gulf.
Not in today's world.
Russia has, you know, friendship treaties with North Korea, China, India, and Tehran. I don't think the Russians have any military they could send to the Iranians.
Mm-hmm. Well, China has enough people or enough soldiers to do what they want.
Yeah, but they're a piece away. But anyway, I think it's odd that no one has, said, what about Russia?
Well, I think Russia and China are probably in the back of many people's minds when it comes to things that are happening around the world. You can't, especially China.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I find it interesting. You know, the IEDs that caused 80% of our casualties in Afghanistan and Iraq, they were actually Iranian landmines. And since the wars weren't going so well, we called them IEDs. If the American public had been informed that 80% of our casualties were caused by Iranian landmines, the public probably would have insisted we go to war with Iran.
Well, hadn't that been suggested years ago?
Yeah, it could have been, but we didn't do it.
No.
And as I said, the wars didn't go so well there.
Well, in some cases...
So anyway, I thought you'd find this interesting.
Well, so. But in some cases, some people will say that we didn't finish what we should have done in many instances.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. But what do you want to bet that those drone factories and those bomb factories, landmine factories in Iran are being blown up?
Well, my guess, yes. And it points out the need for us to have the defense money.
Yeah. Well...
I mean, look what we did starting, well, not starting necessarily at that, but I mean, it's from an historical standpoint, what we were able to accomplish to build up what we needed in World War II.
Yeah. But, you know, it took us a long time to build up for World War II. I don't know if you realize this, but we just passed the... Battle of Los Angeles in February of 42. If you pick up any history book on World War II, you will find that Japanese never got east of Pearl Harbor. Yet we know they shelled Guadalupe and sunk tankers right off our coast. So, history is incomplete there, don't you think?
Yes, I would
understand the shells that didn't explode actually are in front of a library in the area.
Didn't some of that happen near Santa Barbara?
Guadalupe, there was a refinery, the Elwood Refinery. And then the next night, the Battle of Los Angeles took place. So,
well, but wasn't that a rumored attack?
Yeah, within a few hours, the government in Washington said it was a case of war nerves. But I had a relative that was actually in the defense of those 74 square miles where all our aircraft plants were. And he said that the only thing they've ever agreed on is the shell count, 1,000-something of shells at about 2,550 cal. According to him, they fired over 5,000 shells, and they all came down on Los Angeles, of course. Whatever you fire up comes back down.
But somebody
gave the official order, and it was all suppressed, because after Pearl Harbor... The Japanese could have landed in Hawaii on the West Coast, and we hadn't trained or equipped an army to do anything about it.
Well, not that the United States needed any prodding, because we know what happened a couple of days after with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. and the nation was full-heartedly behind him. But are you saying that this could have been some kind of, set up to even garner more support for the war?
Which war are we talking about now?
World War II.
World War II? I don't think so. The command structure in Southern California was the most modern telephone connection that existed, but they never practiced in blackout conditions. And they didn't realize that the mic and the earphone plug were identical. So in the dark, they plugged them in backwards and heard or talked to nobody. So the entire communication system collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And all the guns switched to local control.
Yeah.
And they blasted anything out of the sky that... and that's what the Battle of Los Angeles was about. And why didn't they fire the guns before, have exercises? The Army didn't want the something like an $82,000 bill for the broken window glass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I thought you might find that a little interesting.
No, I do. I'm always fascinated by history.
Well, take care. And
all right, thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, bye. Well, after the war, the Japanese government, for what it's worth, they declared that they had flown no airplanes over Los Angeles during the war. In 1983, United States Office of History, Air Force History, concluded that an analysis of the evidence points to a meteor balloon as the cause of the initial alarm. Some are calling it as just incompetence. However, it does lead to the question, because for many, many years, people completely trusted everything our government has told us. Is that the case? Well, again, when you look back at history, you go, a little bit different. All right, let's see here on the email. Regarding the officer involved shooting in SLO on a Facebook page. Oh, there you go. On a Facebook page, someone claimed multiple times that they yelled to the officer that the gun was fake. Has anyone else seen this comment? What do you think about that? I think that if he had not been faking waving a fake, he would still be alive. Should the officer have questioned the person there claiming that the gun was fake, though? Well, the fact that someone said it on Facebook means, I don't want to say absolutely nothing, but that doesn't mean much, because on Facebook, you just don't know. I thought that fake guns have those orange tips or whatever, those different colored tips on them. And the guy was an idiot and he's dead. So, unfortunately, the officer has to live with this. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, but we don't have to live with the idiot. I'm constantly amazed when officers tell you to do something and people wave things, whether it's fake or real, whatever, and they continue to do this and not obey. And then they wonder why something bad happens. Can't imagine why. Let's see here quickly on this day in history. Oh, not only did Porky Pig make his debut, the movie King Kong, about a giant ape and his love for a beautiful woman, opened in New York City to sellout crowds, setting an all-time attendance record for an indoor event. And that was on March 2nd, 1933. And Kong lives on. And so does Porky Pig. That's all, folks, for today.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
After reopening for just a few days, the Fremont Theater is once again closed due to safety concerns. The city of San Luis Obispo says that it's closed until an engineer can evaluate the current safety risk. Funding for the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority's fiscal year 2026-27 budget was approved to be funded by Prop 26. Praga will host a workshop on Thursday, March 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Balacera Hotel in Paso Robles. Community members will be able to provide input on how the budget should be structured and how fees may be allocated. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty. Coming up this afternoon, 12:31. 12:30 to 1. Well, Denise Wendroff, from the, she'll be at the director of the Women and Community Ladies Conference. I'll have her on, and again, Susanna, I'm still waiting for the kid to come. So it's the feds. Simple as that. You'll find out. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local. Continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.